will be very interested in any comments that Harris and Fole make about their comfort levels.
How do you hear me, Eileen? How do you hear EB1, Eileen?
I'm clear.
And Discovery, you're starting down over Mexico. Maybe the Spock needs a little update.
I was just misreading it from the back of the cockpit, sorry.
So you saw Canada.
Thank you.
Discovery is currently skirting the western coast of Central America as Mike Fole and Bernard Harris begin the thermal evaluation portion of their spacewalk. This particular activity actually has very little activity in it for the spacewalking astronauts. This exercise requires them to remain as still as they can without performing any work or anything besides watching as the Earth rolls by, to allow to so that they don't generate any body heat or any extra body heat. That is basically our objective here, is to see how cold they get and especially how cold their hands get when they're put in a very cold place and in a very passive position.
Jim, can you stop me to the pilot bay? Oh, yeah, that's pretty.
This is position for terminal radiation.
Okay. Thank you, Voyager.
This is a very important evaluation for our spacesuit designers.
Give me an evaluation on your thermal condition.
8 Mike.
Thanks, Jim.
The arm is currently in the correct position for this thermal evaluation, and the brakes are on, so it will hold here for 15 to 20 or so minutes as Bernard Harris and Michael Fole conduct this thermal evaluation. Once again, we are getting quantitative data from the temperature sensors inside the gloves of the two spacewalking astronauts and temperature information that will be used for comparison of the space environment.
I have to give you the coldest part of me, which is my right hand. The rest of me is actually quite comfortable. The rest of me is about a 5, I would say.
These subjective and objective comments from the crew members about their comfort levels also will be used and are of great deal of interest to the spacesuit designers.
Okay, I copy that. And keep us updated on your condition, Mike.
Okay.
And while you're up here, we'd like to have you evaluate the electronic cuff checklist. And I've got a time.